Organized labor is beyond asking you to terminate the process. It's now asking that the board be dissolved and the management be removed, because you have not, in the words of UTAG, listened to collective public wisdom on the matter. They feel the points they made and the length of time it took them to get you to even come to this decision clearly suggests that the people who are managing SNIT at the strategic level at the board or operational level at management do not feel the public pulse and understand the public sentiment, insofar as these are public assets which go to pensioners, contributors, and the general public. What's your comment?
Okay. I think we always need to go back to what the problem is that we are trying to solve. What is the problem? The problem is we have pension fund assets. That is people's money. And again, I wouldn't say other people's money. It's people's money, workers' money. If you have a fiduciary duty to improve performance, would you not try to do something about it? Is that the real cardinal sin in looking to improve the performance of underperforming assets? I don't think that is wrong. And again, I think UTAG, it's universities. So let's talk about how one would manage a portfolio. You cannot manage a portfolio without doing anything. Something has to be done. We just have differences in opinion in how we arrive there. And that in itself is healthy, because it means that we engage all stakeholders and we come to a solution. I don't think that it is ever possible that everyone would have the same solution in mind for a problem. Some people philosophically are even opposed to the simple fact that private investors are being brought in. You can never change their minds. Some people would say that you should just take whatever available funds SNIT has and invest them in the SNIT hotels ad infinitum. That is not a situation which we think is acceptable, but some people would think so. So we can never really, all come to the same conclusion. But let me also make another point, and I think that it's just worth stressing, and that is on what the management and board of SNIT have achieved since I've been there, certainly in 2017, and I can speak to the track record and the changes that have been put in place. And again, when we look at that and we look at the operational improvements that have been brought in, benefits processing times at about a third of what they are, the efficiency of the SNIT operations being much better. If you look at the legacy issues, the magnitude of the legacy issues that we inherited, that we are resolving. I mean, just to even flag a few, we look at, I mean, there is a complaint about us looking to divest a 60% stake in a hotel, in our hotel's portfolio to improve performance. I mean, the contracts that SNIT went into real estate as far back as 2015 have involved the investment of $185 million approximately. I didn't hear objections about that money being pumped into that. But we are working through that. We've disposed of approximately, or are in the process of disposing of approximately about 20% of those apartments and real estate assets, and we are continuing to do so and working through that. We didn't allow the process to stall. In fact, the cost savings alone that we made on that West Hills Ridge project was $30 million. That's half the value of what, approximately half the value of what we are talking about. And I can go through other real estate investments that began in 2018, 2008, 2014, which really, again, we are straightening out and working our way through. We've completed the largest affordable housing projects in the country, bar none, approximately 2,500 units in Accra and Kumasi. We've put in a set of investment policy and guidelines that would outlive me. It's brought structure, and I would argue has put the trust in the best position that we've been since inception, because now we are guided by this policy and the guidelines to ensure that we invest in a particular way. We helped recapitalize the banks, and we just didn't even do it in an ad hoc manner. We picked specific banks that we thought would bring shareholder returns and reinvested in them in 2019 during the banking crisis. So I guess that the point I'm making here is that if you look across the trusts and the assets that we manage, if you look at our operations, if you look at all the other aspects that we are responsible for, a significant change has taken place.
Mm.
Significant.
So I think this is your response
to
the...
At the end of that, and our attempts to improve the portfolio because of that, the university teachers think that that is the wrong procedure. I think that is not fair enough.
So your point, I'm summarizing it, is that beyond this botched process, the performance of Sint over the past half a dozen years points to the contrary, that you think the management and board should be commended for making SNIT and the pensions you manage be in a stronger position, and that the negativity around this botched transaction should not be the rope that will be used to hang the management and the board. This is what you're trying to say.
That is like exactly my point. That significant and very positive change has taken place within SNIT and within its structures.